Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Marianne and I don't normally air our dirty laundry in public, but today we're going to make an exception. Don't get too excited. We're just going to talk about some things to help you do the laundry.
In the 25 years I've known you, Bob, I have never once seen you do the laundry.
You know, actually, there was a time in my previous life when I did the laundry a lot, so I do know how to do it.
Well, you shouldn't be telling me about that, you know, because all this time you fooled me into thinking you were just being incompetent.
It worked, didn't it?
But I actually don't mind doing it since you do like to go to the grocery store, and I hate doing that. Anyway, there are a bunch of mistakes that people make in the laundry room that can ruin clothes, and I'll tell you a little story. I was very motivated to learn how to do the laundry correctly because I think my mother ruined every item of clothing that I ever had.
I don't think I ever ruined any clothes.
I'm not kidding you. Yeah, no. All my whites were red. It was a mess. So I had to learn.
All right. Now myths. What's this list you got here?
No, they're not myths. These are just mistakes that you're just going to have to take my word for what to do, and then please put them into practice. How about that? Let me know if you hear any surprises here, since you are supposedly a pro at this.
Okay.
All right. For starters, most people know some of the basics, like you need to clean the dryer lint trap and the vent. You need to use the correct washer and dryer settings. You need to clean the washing machine. Did you know that one?
No.
All right. And also leave the door and the detergent drawer open to avoid mildew. But here are some things that a lot of people don't know. More detergent. These are 10 things. More detergent does not mean cleaner clothes. Basically, you're wasting detergent by using more than you need. And also, it generates more suds, and it makes your clothes harder to rinse. And there's residue that's left on them, and your machine has to work harder, and it can't drain efficiently. So just don't do it.
This reminds me of when we went through the dishwasher tips a couple weeks ago. I think this is even more news you can use.
All right. Number two is hot water will not clean clothes better. It's a total myth. Hot water damages the fabric of clothes, and it doesn't have any more benefits than using cold water. And most detergents are made to work with cold water anyway.
Didn't know that.
The next one is there's no need to wash your clothes after each wear.
Oh, I could have told you that.
Even though I encourage you to do it. I'll never forget the day that I realized after the kids, I don't know, they were like 8 and 10, and I realized, wait, ever since they were babies, they only wear something once, and then they throw it in the wash. And I'm doing laundry 7 days a week. And I laid down the rule. If you're exercising, if you're getting really sweaty, yeah, wash it immediately. But if you're wearing a really beautiful dress or, you know, some dress-up pants or whatever, and it's something that you rarely wear and you're not sweating in it, don't wash it because you're just wearing it away by overwashing.
Couldn't agree more. I just do the smell test.
Yeah, I don't know if you do that. All right, number four is don't overload the washer. If you do, you may end up with some clothes getting, completely, some of the clothes don't get completely clean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore the fabric care label. Do you ever read that?
I try to.
Yeah, it's got essential information on how to clean and take care of your item. And if you don't follow what it says, it could damage your clothes. The next one is visible stains are not the only ones you need to worry about. Bob, repeat that. Visible stains are not the only ones you need to worry about.
You notice more things than I do.
Well, yeah, because even though you don't see them and there are stains there, they eat away at the fabric. So sweat and body odor may not be visible, but they should be washed as soon as possible.
Smell my t-shirt. Is it okay?
Yes. It's a brand new one that I put laid out for you. Number seven is don't fasten buttons before washing. And that just makes common sense.
People do that?
Yes, they do. And it just stresses the fabric even more, and the buttons may chip or come off. The next one is stains need to be treated. So if you get a stain, treat it immediately. Do not wait until it dries. And if you don't have a stain removal product, soak it in cold water until you can get one so that it doesn't dry out. And then also dab the stain and avoid scrubbing it too much. The next one is don't use the heavy duty setting for jeans. This is a mistake I made for years. I thought jeans, you know, very tough fabric, you need to use the heavy duty setting. But not only is this unnecessary, it also puts too much stress on the pants. Jeans also should be turned inside out when washing and drying. It's gentler on them and it slows down the fading process.
And now tip number 10. Finally, what do we have?
This one is my favorite because the problem is not delegating laundry duties. It's really easy to overlook because you're just on automatic pilot doing what you've always done. But it's hard enough to run a household. If you have kids or husbands or wives or somebody living in your house, delegate. People, anybody can do the wash. So it, and it's really time consuming sometimes. So make sure that people help you.
Can't wait for the weekend because it's going to be fun washing clothes. I get a feeling. What's on the savvy? What?
You know, I like to do it also overnight. As you know, I turn it on up overnight and then I dry it in the morning
while I'm sleeping. I encourage that. On Savvy Planet, what do you got?
You know, Bob, I'm going to have to publish a book on meatballs someday because I am really crazy about meatballs. And right now I'm talking about the chicken meatballs with peas and creme fraiche. They're so delicious and they're freshly made, but I love to freeze the leftovers because it's a convenient and tasty little treat, and they thaw out fast, and you can have them as a healthy snack or just a second meal.
I love those. To get Marianne's meatball recipe and weekly recipes for free in your inbox, just go to SavvyPlanet.com, S-A-V-V-Y. You put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet, SavvyPlanet.com.
And tomorrow is Earth Day, so you've really got to check out my website if you are into eco-friendly and sustainable things in life.
That's it from Junior Mr. Fix-It. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Lou Manfredini will be proud of you with your tips for doing the laundry.